This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 20 Pentecost Saturday CE. First posted October 16, 2010. Matthew 22:1-14. Parable of the Marriage Feast. Paraphrase. Jesus was teaching in the temple, Matthew 21:23, and he told a parable, a fictional story of common earthly experience used to teach spiritual truth, of a wedding feast. He compared the kingdom of heaven to a marriage feast provided by a king for his son. He sent his servant to call the invited guests, but they would not come. He sent other servants to them, saying that the king had killed his oxen and fat calves and everything was ready, and they should come to the feast. But the invited guests made light of the invitation. One went off to his farm, another to his business. The rest seized the king's servants, treated them shamefully and killed them. The king was angry and sent his troops to kill the murderers and burn their city. Then the king told his servants that those who had been invited weren't worthy, but since the feast was prepared, they were to go into the highways and byways and invite everyone they could find. The servants did so, and brought back both good and bad people, so the dining hall was filled with guests. When the king came into his guests, he noticed that a man was present without a wedding garment, and, calling him, friend, he asked the man how he got in without a wedding garment. The man was speechless. The king ordered his attendants to bind the man and cast him into outer darkness, there people will weep and gnash their teeth. For many are called but few are chosen, Matthew 22:14-14. Commentary, the kingdom of heaven is like this marriage feast. God is the king, Jesus is the bridegroom and the church is the bride. We are all invited to the marriage feast in heaven, Matthew 26:26-29, but we need a wedding garment, which is the baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. The outer darkness is hell. We are all eternal beings in physical bodies. We are all born into this world physically alive but spiritually unborn. This lifetime is our only opportunity to be spiritually born again, John 3:3-5-8, by the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit is not conferred by some church ritual such as baptism or confirmation, affirmation of baptism. See false teachings, sidebar, right, home. The baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit is a personally discernible, daily, ongoing event, Acts 19:2. How many people in our world today are letting worldly pursuits keep them from responding to the invitation of the gospel of Jesus Christ? How many people today are hostile to that gospel and the messengers of it? We're all sinners, bad people, who fall short of God's righteousness, Romans 3:23, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, right, home. But when we respond in faith, obedient trust, to Jesus' invitation, we receive the wedding garment of Jesus' own righteousness, Romans 3:22, 5:17-21, 10:3-4, Philippians 1:11-1:1. No one can get into God's kingdom in heaven without the wedding garment, the baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit. Just being members of the nominal church won't save us. Just singing in the choir or teaching Sunday school won't save us. Calling ourselves Christians or even born again won't save us, Matthew 7:21-27, Luke 6:46. Only a personal relationship with the Lord through the baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit will save us from eternal condemnation and eternal death in hell with all evil. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-14, Ephesians 1:13-14.